Was there one play this year where somebody on the team made a play where you said, that is the epitome of play like a Brown?
There's a bunch of them. I mean, Travis Benjamin, I mean, it was on an interception against Carolina when he ran the defender down and stripped the ball. I mean, that's one that, a recent one that jumps out. Batonio in Atlanta is another one for sure. Because when you talk about, if you want to go review bonehead coaching moves of the year, that would be attempting that. But I guess we all wanted to see.
You wanted to set him up.
We wanted to see Joel Batonio run, right. Run every bit of his 4.9 40 against Hester.
Who are some under the radar guys that you think next year are ready to explode and take their games to the next level?
I don't think Batonio is that under the radar, but I know he'll be that much better in year two. I think Gibson will be back healthy and hopefully we can get him re-signed and that he'll be there again. Just some of those young guys that, whether it was Desir, Kwan Williams is another guy, had a good year for us. And I'm nowhere close to being ready to give up on some of our other rookies that went through some tough times, whether it's the Terrence West. I think he proved to some people against Baltimore in front of his hometown crowd that he has NFL ability, and I think I'm confident that he'll be better. I know Justin Gilbert's been, beat up and raked over the coals for the last couple of weeks, and I'm confident that he wants to get it right, and the people around him want to get him right, and I'm confident that we'll get that done. And Johnny, I know Johnny's been through a lot and learned a lot of lessons, tough lessons, some very tough, very public lessons that he's been through that we're hopeful that we can get him right and headed in the right direction. So to me, it's just very encouraged because knowing that given where we are, cap space, draft picks, young nucleus of talent, and a full off season, I think the sky's the limit for this team.
Yeah, if you want to say anything to the dog pound after your first year.
I just can't thank our fans enough. I mean, the support for us was tremendous. And again, just disappointed that our last home games that we weren't able to make the fans proud. Just vow that as a staff and as a team that we'll put a product out there next year, much improved. And to me, we're all so much looking forward to getting that house by the lake rocking.